10 years ago, a small group of volunteers devoted to conservation in Ozaukee County designed a day of exploration. The idea was to encourage people to come out and see the natural areas throughout the county, and naturalists and scientists would be on hand at each site to fill visitors in on the unique features of each spot. Today, the project is supported by nearly 100 volunteers.
This Saturday, Art and Conservancy meet as a number of artists who have been in residence in natural areas since last September will be on hand at the Six Treasures of Oz sites. The artists have been developing a body of work through a program called Art Servancy, a partnership between the Ozaukee Washington County Land Trust and Gallery 224 in Port Washington.
Lake Effect Susan Bentz met artist Risa Anderson and Gallery 224 and Art Servancy Director Jane Suddendorf at Sauk Creek Nature Preserve in Port Washington. Suddendorf begins by explaining the importance of the partnership.
When the opportunity came up, it seemed like a perfect fit. It also is in alignment with our commitment to the environment and to that artists have an important vehicle for telling a story and making something visible in a way that just information, I won't say just information, but too oft times the information's too easy to dismiss. We're bombarded with the facts and the statistics and we know we're in trouble and have to pay attention. But there's this sort of this personal engagement that makes the story personal. It's just been, you know, it's a new venture. We invited these artists. Artists are used to collaborating, but not necessarily with a piece of property, a piece of land. And so for them to spend the year developing a relationship with a piece of land has been a very interesting journey for them. And early on, the program runs from September to September. And early on, you know, we met like throughout the fall periodically at the studio just to sort of give everybody some support to build. Community has also been a very important part of what we do. And the stories that people started to tell about their ventures onto the property were just amazing. And has grown, you know, as the year unfolded. And I hope that in the exhibition in the fall, we can somehow make visible this process and the stories, as well as just the artwork, not just the artwork, but the artwork on the wall. Because too oft times, people just think of art, just think of that end product, and they don't realize all the journey that artists take every time they make a piece. And so this journey has been visible to us on the inside, and we're hoping to make it visible to a larger audience as well, as like at Treasures of Oz. And that's why this is exciting to be at this point in the year with the program. And this is Risa.
Hi, Risa. Nice to meet you.
This is my preserve, and I have grown very attached to it. I live in Port Washington, but I have never experienced it on the level that I've been allowed to. It grew from not knowing exactly what I'm going to do, because I'm a more or less a three-dimensional artist, so I just make things, and whatever inclines me to do that. So I started this rapport with the land, where I would come here and listen to it and find objects that the detritus of the land and make something out of it. I wanted it to be impermanent. I didn't want it to be lasting. I wanted to come here with a soft footprint and not leave a lot behind.
So you'd been here before you became part of this project?
I was
project.
Here maybe 20 years ago. Uh-huh. When I first came to town, I spent some time here, and then I just grew distant. Yes, you know. And so now it's nice to find a spot this close to my home that gives me a sense of purpose, I guess. You know, being in part of the natural world is really important to us, and we keep forgetting about that.
So, look at this. Is this one of your favorite spots, or where do you gravitate when
really
you're here?
It's really hard, but yes, I guess the creek is what drew me the first time. just the magnificence of it. And I'm still trying to figure out the difference between a creek and a river, because when you see this thing explode with runoff or rain or flooding, it's just such a different animal. But there's also favorite trees. I like the fact that the topography is different. You know, it's not one flat level thing or one big hilly thing. It's everything, you know. And I haven't met too many of the critters that live here. I'm still waiting for that. And I'm also interested, this was someone's homestead. And so I've been also delving into that a bit.
What have you learned about it?
That this was a very important creek river at one time. And early maps have it listed as a river. It started with the Sauk and the Chippewa, who had a fight here, a violent fight. And the Sauk won, so it since has been known as Sauk Creek. The Moors were the first family that I found that lived here, and they built a sawmill on the creek. But it didn't last terribly long because of the flooding, ended up wiping it out. And in recent years, and then after the turn of the century, 1900, the Whitmans took over until the land became a preserve.
Is everything that you're doing right now artistically involved with this? With this space, with this spot?
Yes, that's all I'm working on.
What I'm leading to is, do you feel as though it's going to have a lasting impact on on your work?
Yes, it already has. I mean, I've rekindled my love affair with my own work.
I did a studio visit to Risa's studio this past week, and it really is very amazing what she's doing and how she's encapsulating her experience on this space. And it's not, you know, it's not totally defined yet, and she's not committing to what it's going to look like by September, which is really a good thing, because like I said, that's something that I'm always interested in making visible, is that artists, they're never done. They are never like, okay, you know, it's this process, and I love that. I love being able to witness that process throughout the whole year, and what will show up at the exhibition, I'm sure there'll be an element of surprise there as well, even though we have a sense of the direction people have gone.
Each artist chose the spot that they wanted to concentrate
on? As part of the application process, we posted online the preserves that were available. The Land Trust chose properties that they felt had some distinguishing feature. Something that the artist could really grab onto and run with. And so then as part of the application process, the artist went online, looked at the property. I think many of them visited the property and then made their final selection. And for the most part, they got the property that they chose. There was a little bit of overlap, but for the most part, I think they were all happy. And some of the artists who didn't get their first choice, they said, you know what, I'm really glad I got this. This is perfect. And so no complaints. a little winter weather challenges. But of course that's not our fault, right?
Can you recall one of your visits here and what you encountered that has really stuck with you? Is there one?
Well, I think I liked winter the best. Because I guess I am a winter fan. I like the whiteness of it, the cleanliness of it, and just to be in a space like this where you feel like you can connect. And all I left then was drawings in the snow. So it just, which I knew were going to go really quick.
Jane Suddendorf is the director of Gallery 224 in Port Washington, and she's coordinating art servancy in collaboration with the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust. Artist Risa Anderson is in residence at Sauk Creek Nature Preserve.
Sauk Creek is one of six natural areas being celebrated Saturday during the Treasures of Oz event. The art servancy program culminates in an exhibition of all 12 artists' work at Gallery 224 in September. There is more information at WUWM.com.